people.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL-FM is proud to present...
Don't you know?
Now, here with Everything Winona, here's Terry Tenseth.
Oh, don't you know?
Hi, you're listening to a special edition and week, Don't You Know, here on KQAL, and we're talking about chocolate, Shakespeare, and champagne, and I have two special guests with me from the Great River Shakespeare Festival. I have Doug Schultz Carlson.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And Dion Lavalette, who you run... public relations during the summer, right?
Right.
Doug, you're the associate producing director of the Great River Shakespeare Festival.
Yep, that's right. And I'm also a member of the acting company.
That's right. You're like in three roles this year, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I play El Gallo in The Fantastics and one of the fairies in Midsummer. And I'm playing Edmund Mortimer in Henry IV.
That's a big variety. A little pot you got to
Well, you know, it's one of the great reasons to come down here is as an actor, there's a constant challenge of trying to play lots of different things.
I hope you don't have multiple personality disorder between the
No, my family does think I'm a little schizophrenic, but you know.
Well, I think that goes with it, right?
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Now, tell me about this event we have going on Saturday. Who wouldn't want to experience chocolate, champagne, and Shakespeare, or in whatever order you would like?
Yes, we can never quite remember the order that it goes in, but they are all three really good reasons to be in Winona this weekend. Champagne, Shakespeare and no, that was reversed. Chocolate, Shakespeare, and champagne. It's a terrific event. It's something we've done ever since the very beginning of the festival. It's actually a fundraiser for the Winona County Historical Society, and we do it at the historic Alexander Mansion, which is a beautiful, old, restored house.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's terrific. And for our audiences, it's the first chance to get a preview of what the shows are going to look like for the season. We'll do some scenes from the shows. We do them in full costume, outdoors. We don't normally perform our shows outdoors, but for this event, we perform outdoors. So the audience will get to see a couple of scenes from the shows. We'll get to hear a couple of songs from The Fantastics, see the entire cast. Our designers and technicians and acting company will be there, so you get a chance to talk to everybody. It's really a terrific community event and an awful lot of fun.
Now, how many people have showed up to this event in the past?
Oh, boy. Dion, you might know better than I do that. It's usually several hundred people. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's quite crowded there at the Alexander Mansion. In fact, we've been very lucky that there's only been one year that we've ever had rain. And the one year there was rain, it was pretty jammed inside the house. Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about the different shows that we're going to be hearing excerpts from.
Well, we've got three shows running on our main stage this season. First show to open is A Midsummer Night's Dream. It's one of Shakespeare's most popular comedies. Mm-hmm. Truly, it's one of the most popular comedies in the entire world. I mean, in terms of plays that are written. It's a terrific show for the whole family. Terrific show. It's a terrific introduction to Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. It's very funny. It's a story about love. And we often think of A Midsummer Night's Dream as really being a story about love. You have several couples that are falling in love, and then you have this group of tradesmen in the town who are putting on a play about Pyramus and Thisbe, which is a love story. We're thinking slightly bigger than that in this production. And our director, Alec Wilde, has talked about the idea of imagination, that A Midsummer Night's Dream is really Shakespeare's great play about what happens when our imaginations run away with us. Where does that lead us? And how does that change us as people when our imaginations really get going? It's a very funny play. It's got music. It should be very magical. Some of the same design team that had worked on Tempest a couple of years ago were working on A Midsummer Night's Dream. So people that had seen that know how beautiful that production was. And I think Midsummer will be very similar in that sense.
I do like Midsummer's because I think anybody can really follow the themes that are going on inside of that. And like you said, that's a great introduction to it.
Well, if you've seen our most recent YouTube video that's out on our website, My Two Daughters explain the story, one of whom is 9, explain the story of A Midsummer Night's Dream. And you'll see that just about anybody can understand that play. It's pretty fun.
Now, since you're from the Twin Cities, are they here with you right now or do you shoot up there?
They come down for part of the summer. The whole company lives down here for the summer, so they stay with me for part of the summer. Two of my daughters will be part of our Shakespeare for Young Actors program, which comes up later on in the summer.
Great.
Yeah.
So you didn't have any influence on that at all?
No. It was just purely an open casting call.
Once a year, I know you have a play that it doesn't follow Shakespeare. And last year, I can't remember the name of the production.
We did a play called The Daily News.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then this year, we have The Fantastics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brand new experiment for us. Last year was the first time that we had gone to three shows. It makes the whole experience a little bit bigger festival event. And we had noticed that people in Winona really love music. I mean, our concerts on the Green are well attended. And we thought there are people out there who are maybe skeptical about whether they would enjoy Shakespeare, but they might come in to see a musical. So last year we tried that as an experiment. It was an original musical by one of our company members, a story about World War II. This year we're trying a new experiment to try an actual written book musical. The Fantastics has been one of the most popular musicals in the history of American theater. In fact, it's the longest running show ever on Broadway. And it's a beautiful story. Again, it's another love story. It's very loosely based on Romeo and Juliet, although I have to confess, I'm not sure how I see how it's actually based on Romeo and Juliet, but there are lots of Shakespeare references in it. It fits our aesthetic very well in that it's designed to be a very simple musical where you have a small group of actors telling the story very directly to the audience and using some very theatrical means. The text of the play is just gorgeous and charming, and the music is beautiful. Some really famous songs, Try to Remember. There's a number of famous songs from the show. I think people will really enjoy this one, and I know we've heard anecdotally lots of people who have not been to the festival before have said, oh, the Fantastics. Oh, I love that show. Maybe I'll come and see that one.
Now, that's Tom Jones, right?
Yeah, Tom Jones.
Well, people love Tom Jones.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. How can you
My
not?
My mother loves Tom Jones.
Yes, exactly.
So we'll be hearing a little song at the event on Saturday.
Yeah, in fact, there'll be a medley at the event on Saturday. Shakespeare. Chocolate,
Shakespeare, and champagne.
I, of course, would put Shakespeare first, wouldn't I? Yes. But yeah, we'll sing a medley from that at the event.
Will there be sketches of costumes and things like that?
There'll be more than sketches of costumes.
Oh,
the actors will be wearing the costumes for Henry IV and for Midsummer, the two shows that open first. We don't have the costumes yet for Fantastics because they're still being built. So,
And that show premieres later on in the season,
Yeah,
too.
It does. It is July. Now I'm looking on my calendar.
July 9th.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
July 9th. I should know that since I'm in it.
You get to that when you get to that.
Yeah.
First, you got the upcoming events.
Right. Yeah. Well, that is sort of how it works over the course of the summer, is that you do what's right in front of you, you know?
Anything else you want to mention about chocolate, Shakespeare, and champagne?
No, other than that, it's a terrific event. It's open for everyone. And again, it's a benefit for the Winona County Historical Society. And, you know, we've certainly enjoyed being in their new center this summer. And I think lots of people in Winona have enjoyed that as well. So
if the name hasn't dictated to you already the dress code, which I asked Dion about. It is, you said, kind of summer wedding-ish, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So this is a nice excuse to either go out and buy that dress, ladies, or to just have a nice night, dress up. Maybe it's a date night. Come out and see some of the beautiful culture that is part of Winona during the summer season. This is one of the most anticipated events of the year. Is there a website for more information?
www.grsf.org.
Another big thank you to Doug Schultz-Carlson and Dion Lavalette for taking the time to share with us about Chocolate, Shakespeare, and Champagne happening this weekend from 7 to 9 at the Alexander Mansion. That's this Saturday, June 11th, from 7 to 9. Don't miss out on one of the most anticipated events of the summer.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know? Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know? Is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.